you. Okay, item 20.
Authorize a contract with the lowest responsive bidder for the construction of the Far North Nicolai Sewer Rehabilitation Project number E08401 for $4,090,000.
Mr. Fish.
Thank you. We welcome Scott Gibson and Brandon Wilson here today to present, and I'll just be very brief in my comments. Over one-third of Portland's 2,500 miles of sewer pipes are more than 80 years old. This ordinance would authorize a contract for one of the many upcoming projects to replace or repair aging sewer infrastructure. This continuing program protects water quality, public health, and the environment. The Far North Nicolai Sewer Rehabilitation Project would replace about 6,000 feet of sewer pipe that are either failing or are too small. And I'll turn it over to Scott. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Commissioner. Good morning. My name is Scott Gibson. I'm Principal Engineer with the Bureau of Environmental Services, and with me is Brandon Wilson, our project manager for this project. We're here requesting authorization for a construction contract, and I'll have Brandon tell you a short, give you a short presentation about the project. It's a very challenging project, and we're here to answer any questions.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, well, a little bit of background about the project. The project was originally pre-designed through the Northwest Neighborhoods Combined Sewer Relief Program and later updated in the systems plan from 2012. And as Scott mentioned, the project will relieve sewer backups and rehabilitate century-old pipe. The slide now shows a basic project location. It's bound by 23rd Avenue to the east, 31st Avenue to the west. North is Reed, and it goes all the way down to Upshur. Project goals and objectives. As you can see, it's been recommended already. Increasing capacity, rehabilitating poor condition pipes. Also mentioned, we have 6,000 mainline feet of upsize open cut pipe work and about 2,000 linear feet of mainline cured in place trenchless rehabilitation along Vaughan. Public involvement for this project has been pretty extensive. There's been several mailings sent out through the project design life and to the surrounding community, including businesses, industrial, commercial, residences, there's hotels. ODOT is also involved with the proximity to the I-405 off-ramp. And there's also an extensive noise review board process for the night work that we're proposing. And there's continued ongoing close coordination with residents concerning specific conditions and concerns. Just thought I'd mention one aspect of the design. Through that process of public involvement, and the feedback that we received, we were able to redesign the project. Instead of the pre-design showing open cut work, which would be night work and disruptive on Vaughan, we were able to have this flow transfer alternative, essentially transferring the bulk of the work north one block to Wilson, which is a less busy street, mostly an industrial neighborhood. And it should have a lot less impact on the public. As I mentioned here, greatly reduced project night work, traffic disruptions, related noise. The pipes on Vaughan will be rehabilitated with a trenchless method, as I had mentioned before, which still will have some night work at the intersections, but will be considerably less impact, we anticipate. Next steps, we plan to advertise this project early 2016, possibly January or February. The confidence level is high for the estimate. And purchasing agent to report back to council with lowest responsible bid. We anticipate notice to proceed in early this summer, and the construction duration is 15 months. And that concludes the presentation, and we'd like to entertain any questions you might have.
Mayor and colleagues, let me just emphasize, in some ways this is, you know, just about the worst possible location to do a major sewer project. It's from time to time, I take that route to get over to Thurman to have breakfast at San Honoré, it's already close to being a failed intersection. There's tremendous pressure when you get to 23rd. And we're talking about a major project going up Vaughan. So I, number one, want to just acknowledge that the location creates significant challenges. What I think is noteworthy about the approach proposed by BES is that they would do a bulk of the work at night, and they have figured out a way to go over one street and do some of the work there. But there's no sugarcoating the fact that there's businesses, residences, hotels, and other things, and a major intersection there. It just unfortunately also happens to be a sewer line. And so, you know, we're caught between a rock and a hard place, but we invite your any suggestions or concerns that you might have.
That's a good solution for just those reasons. Other questions, concerns for the team? Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Anyone want to speak on this item? If not, then it will come back on second reading next week. Thank you.